Television writer, director, and producer Greg Daniels has been spinning comedy from the threads of everyday life for some 30 years. His credits include Parks and Recreation, King of the Hill, and The Simpsons. It was Greg Daniels who adapted the British show The Office for the U.S. with Steve Carell as the regional manager of a paper company.
Pam! Pamela! Pamela-ma-ding-dong! Making copies!
I'm not making any copies.
Let's go!
Two new series have Greg Daniels' name on them now. Space Force, a satire, also starring Steve Carell, which debuts on Netflix later this month. And a futuristic comedy about the afterlife that's now on Amazon Prime called Upload. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
Here's a little Greg Daniels trivia. He never expected to make an American version of The Office, but he was a huge fan of the British original.
There's something wonderful about the awkwardness of it and their kind of enjoyment of a pathetic situation that always appealed to me.
Gareth, what are you doing?
I'm just pushing the stuff off my desk. I can't concentrate.
What, on your desk?
It was. It's all overlapping. It's all coming over the edge here.
Greg Daniels devised a plan. In 2003, he set out to meet the creators of The Office, Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant.
Just to like talk to them about it as a fan. But I couldn't meet them as a fan without pretending I wanted to adapt the show. So I had to do that. And then we actually got along really well, and they loved Ricky's favorite Simpsons episode was Homer Badman, which I had written.
This is so depressing. My only hope is this homemade Prozac. Needs more ice cream.
That scheme of meeting these Brits he admired under somewhat false pretenses is pure Greg Daniels.
Yeah, he'll do stuff like that.
That's his friend and King of the Hill co-creator, Mike Judge.
He gets it from his dad. You know the story about his dad in the Olympics, right?
In 1968, Greg Daniels' dad competed in the Olympics, even though he was not a professional athlete. He worked in commercial radio in New York. When he learned the U.S. did not have a team to compete in a little-known racket sport, he asked for time off from his job, joined some fellow squash players, practiced like crazy, and ended up in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City.
Definitely, my dad is a very funny storyteller. He tells self-deprecating, involved, funny stories.
Greg Daniels turned one of those stories into an episode of Seinfeld called The Parking Space.
What are you doing?
I think I'm parking my car.
You can't do that. You can't just sneak in from the back like that.
I'm not sneaking.
Daniels says his dad really did square off over a parking space.
Because he had a car when we grew up in New York City, but he didn't have a garage. So he had to repark it every two nights. And he would drive the car around for 40 minutes. And one night he found an empty parking space and he started to back into it. And the guy behind him tried to steal it and nose into it. And they just sat there for hours because none of them would give. And he saw a friend walk by and he had the friend call my mom, and my mom made him dinner and brought it to him at the parking space.
Greg Daniels writes relatable characters and situations. Take the time Hank Hill, the lead character in the animated show King of the Hill, needs help in one of those big box stores.
Excuse me, where's the hardware department?
Where is the hardware department?
Mike Judge says he and Greg Daniels understood that Hank is just a guy trying to deal with the modern world.
Greg had a line which I thought was pretty great, which was something like, Andy Griffith is back and he's pissed off.
What is it that you're trying to do?
I'm trying to buy a Tap and Die and some WD-40 and get out of this godforsaken store.
And what is a Tap and Die?
Okay, forget it.
Before King of the Hill, Mike Judge had huge success with Beavis and Butthead, an animated TV series that didn't have much of a story arc. Judge says it was Greg Daniels who taught him about how to write stories for an episodic TV series.
How to structure a story. He was also very good at reducing, when you think it's all so complicated, reducing it down to very simply what the problem is and how to solve it and how to do it in a funny way.
In Greg Daniels' upcoming Netflix show, Steve Carell plays a general in the Space Force.
Boots on the moon!
It's a satire of President Trump's new military branch. Daniels has another new show that just came out on Amazon called Upload. The sci-fi comedy explores the downside of digital progress.
These technologies are introduced and they all seem great. And then, the law of unintended consequences kicks in, and they are kind of flawed or sometimes outright evil when they're actually executed.
In Upload, only the wealthy get to experience an idyllic afterlife in a leafy resort called Lakeview.
The best days of your life could be after it's over. You did well. You deserve Lakeview by Horizon.
The world of Upload is strange and unsettling, not unlike the world we're living in now.
It's very weird to be out trying to get people to watch comedy shows now. So I guess the hope is that it's a helpful distraction.
People continue to find comfort in Greg Daniels' past distractions. The Office is one of the most popular shows on Netflix. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.